I'm joined by Will Hatfield after the guys lose 3-0 defeat at Forest Green Rovers. First of all, Will, happy birthday. Sadly, not the result you'd have wanted on the pitch.
No, thank you, but it's another disappointing result, so not what I wanted when I woke up this morning with a few cards and presents, but what can I say? It's hard to put a finger on it, really. A few sloppy goals, unlucky decisions, and just things are going against us at the moment, but just said to the boys then, we've got to believe, because when we do play football, we're a good team, but we just need to have that cutting edge and stick it in the back of the net. And if we did get the first goal in a game, we'd be I think we'd go on and we'd win games comfortably, but things aren't going our way at the moment, and we've just got to keep sticking together and keep going, and hopefully we can start scoring goals and start winning, because we need to get out of this run we're in at the moment.
After a really good opening 20, 25 minutes or so, we just couldn't get the breakthrough. They get the goal. And from then on, how would you assess the game?
Yeah.
Was the fact that they were just clinical, perhaps, which is something
that
we've been lacking?
Yeah, maybe, games. Yeah. We're not being clinical in recent games, and when chances came to them, took them. I think the second goal absolutely killed it, really. It's a blatant handball from their player, what led to the penalty incident. So, things aren't going our way at the moment, and hopefully they'll change, and when they do change, we need to take advantage of it.
What was yours and the lads' take on specifically the penalty?
Well, the corner's come in and I'm on the post, and he's put two hands up and it's hit him straight into the hands, and it's gone straight into their player, and then obviously Gav's dived in a bit. But like I said, on another day, the ref gives a free kick to us, and still 1-0. We stay in the game a bit longer, and you never know, when we had a few chances, they could have gone in. And then again, it's 1-1 and we go again, but it's just not going our way at the moment, is it? But you got to believe it's still early. Still plenty of games to play for, plenty of points. So there's no point looking at it in a negative way. We just got to keep going, keep believing, and hopefully get some more points on the board to get us back up the league.
And going from what was arguably the worst performance of the season on Tuesday, same result, but there seemed to be a much improved performance.
Yeah, I don't think we didn't have to do much to improve on Tuesday night. It was disappointing, and we all know that, and we had to put it right, and I think we did to an extent tonight today, but we still need to do loads more to be where we want to be, and we know we can do that.
And going forward, it doesn't really get much easier. We're away at Wrexham on Wednesday night.
No, it's going to be another tough game Wednesday night away to Wrexham. Don't get any easier, but this is why we're in the league, aren't we? So we've got to enjoy it. We've got to go there with confidence. We've just got to put everything behind us and really believe in ourselves. And hopefully we can just even maybe get the 3 points, really, and hopefully get a few goals, because that's what we need.
Why do you think it's been so hard for goals to come by for us in recent games?
I don't know. There's a number of reasons. A bit of luck, maybe. Being a bit more clinical, maybe wanting it. Not wanting it a bit more, because the lads do want it. That's a wrong thing to say. But I think we just need to believe. We need to be getting into them positions, believing that we are going to score. But because we've not been scoring, I think people might be a bit hesitant to get in them positions just in case they miss. But that shouldn't be the case. So, like I said, if we get one, I think there'll be many more to come. We just need to get that first goal in a game, and then hopefully we can continue and get a platform to build on.